Welcome to day 14 of Living Waters Devotional. We are. Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Called to Go, written by Jim Pritchard. Let's begin our devotional today with some worship with Michelle Beck.
Oh,
Today's devotional is entitled, We Are Called to Go. Just imagine that you are in the emergency room late at night and the on-call doctor can't be found. Call after call has been made to his cell phone, his pager, and even to his home number, but still no response. To make matters even worse, he is the only doctor that serves this emergency room. Nursing staff is uptight. You're getting perturbed. Your spouse is really getting upset. What do you do? One of the things that happens when a doctor or a nurse accepts the position such as this is that they are committed to respond when they are called. When a situation like this occurs and the respondent can't be reached, there are many things that happen. In this situation, there is a person in need of medical attention and no doctor to administer that attention. The nurse is limited in their response. The radiologist is limited in their response. The lab tech is limited in their response. You might ask, why are these people also limited? And the answer is simple. They are dependent on the doctor to give the directions needed for them to do their job. The same is said of us as Christians when we are called to serve in a capacity involving the ministry of the sick of this world. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, there are certain things that are expected of us. We are to be available to minister the love of God under all types of situations when we are called on. Just as the doctor is under a contract to be on call, we as Christians are expected to be on call also when needed. The Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20 says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. If that isn't a call, then I'm quite confused. When Jesus called Simon and his brother to drop everything and follow him, that was a call. When he told his disciples that they were to be fishers of men, that was a call. When he sent the 70 out to spread the word, that was a call. I find it interesting that the call is hardly ever convenient. It seems like we always have to come out of our comfort zone in some shape or form or fashion to be able to answer the call. Was the cross convenient for Jesus? I don't think so. Was the call on the disciples to leave their jobs, to leave their nets, and to follow this man who they barely knew, was that convenient? No, I don't think so either. And yet we are all called. We're all called to be fishers of men. We're all called to go and take this light into a dark world. Our Heavenly Father is not interested in our convenience and comfort, but He is very interested in the lives and souls of men who don't know Him yet. And so we are all called. One of the most discouraging things that I've observed in my walk is that sometimes we fail in our calling because we aren't sent to China or some great mission field. But we all have a mission field. And that field is our home, our job, or our club, our fitness center, our own backyard. Don't ever forget that there is a mission field around us 24 hours a day within just a few feet of us at all times. We are called to go, even if it's just a few feet, a few miles, or even thousands of miles. Sometimes that call to go only involves a few people, or it can involve hundreds and millions of people. Consider the great stories about men of God who were told the gospel by just an individual, like the floor cleaner who told the great pastor James Robinson about Jesus, or the Sunday school teacher that used his call to go to lead Dwight Moody, the great missionary, to the Lord, or the evangelist Mordecai Ham, who used his call to lead Billy Graham to the Lord. Because of the efforts of a few, millions have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we close, I want you to ponder this. Just as the patient in the emergency room could have possibly died because the doctor didn't answer the call, how many people could be lost or could we lose because we don't answer our call? Let's take a moment and reflect on this message today, that we are called to go. Today's memory verse is the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Say that with me if you will. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. Let's say this verse one more time. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. All right, great job on the devotional today. Let's go and have an awesome day.